This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله العظيم الخبير المتعالي الحمد لله الذي لا تحجبه ظلمات الليالي الحمد لله الذي أرسل الجبال العوالي سبحانه من إله عظيم يغفر الذنوب ولا يبالي لا إله إلا الله بها نحيا وبها نموت وبها نلقى الله وبها نوالي وأشهد أن عظيمنا وقدوتنا ومولانا قرة عيني محمد ابن عبد الله عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله أما بعد. My beloved brethren, most respected elders, mothers and sisters, prophets came to bear glad tidings and give severe warnings. So Allah Rabbul Izza says, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. We didn't send messengers except to bear glad tidings and give severe warnings. And as an ummah, we have of late started to focus on warnings and forgot the tidings. So وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ that this blessed event was put together to remind the Muslims of the glad tidings, of the good news that the prophets came with. And Ustaz Wa'il spoke about the Prophet as the good news. Mufti Mink spoke about the Quran as the good news. So to my person, if you believe in the Prophet, follow divine guidance, you will enter Jannatul Firdaus or Jannah of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid. And that is my topic, glad tidings as Jannah. When the day comes, and may Allah make me and you and each and every one of us of those who will witness this day, when the day comes and the hisab is finished and the tests and trials and tribulations are done, the righteous will be moved in their hordes towards Jannah. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And those who are Allah conscious, those who lived aware of Allah Rabbul Izzah, will be moved in their hordes towards Jannah, in their groups towards Jannah. And when you look at them, you will see on their faces happiness. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُصْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبِشِرَةٌ. Faces that day radiant, glowing with happiness, happy of the glad tiding that is to come. Alhamdulillah, qiyamah is finished. Alhamdulillah, hisab is done. Alhamdulillah, my book is given in the right. Alhamdulillah, I am at the doors of Jannah. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, until they reach the precipice of Jannah. And they imagine majestic gates, huge, but the gates are closed. You will arrive in front of it, and the Rasul will move forward to ask for the gates to be opened. So the Khazin says, مَنْ أَنْتْ? Who are you? So he says, Muhammad, Rasulullah. Ah, what an honor that you're of his nation. So the angel says in the hadith is sahih, ala shart al-Bukhari, and classified by Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. So the angel says, bika umirt, I was ordered for you. that I would not open this gate to any before you. So imagine now the gates of Jannah open, and you will see inside it what the Hadith Qudsi says, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. What no eye has ever seen, what no ear has ever heard, nor has it ever occurred on the imagination of man. The Jannah, Ibn al-Qayyim lillahi darruh, describes it from the ahadith. فَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ أَرْضِهَا وَتُرْبَتِهَا فَهِيَ الْمِسْكُ وَالزَّعْفَرَانِ. If you ask about its soil and its sand, it is the sensation of misk and saffron. وَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ سَقْفِهَا فَهُوَ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ. And if you ask about its ceiling, it is the throne of the beneficent. وَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ ملاطها فهو المسك الأزفر وإن سألت عن حسبائها فهو اللؤلؤ والجوهر. If you were to ask about its cement, it is purified misk. If you were to ask of its stones and pebbles, it is jewels, emeralds and rubies. Can you imagine? You go to a jewelry shop, you look at a ring and it says $10,000, it's just a little stone and Jannah is filled with it. And وَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ بِنَائِهَا. If you were to ask of its buildings, لَبِنَةٌ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَلَبِنَةٌ مِّن ذَهَبٍ لَا مِنَ الْحَطَبِ وَخَشَبٍ. وَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ أَشْجَارِهَا فَمَا فِيهَا مِّن شَجَرَةٍ إِلَّا وَسَاقُهَا مِّن ذَهَبٍ. And if you were to ask of its buildings, a brick of silver and a brick of gold, not wood and clay. And if you were to ask of its trees, there's not a tree in Jannah except that its trunk is pure gold. And the shade that would last the rider 100 years under. So imagine you've just entered and Subhan al-Khaliq, what a place. The scent, the perfume, the elegance. And as you're seeing it, but you haven't entered. And as you enter, the angels say, Salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin. Peace be unto you. You did well. Enter it for eternity. And as you enter, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. The angels will come from left, right, and every door, not to shout, but to call nicely next to your ear, peace be unto you. You did good. You are patient. Enjoy for eternity. Now you're in Jannah. My time is very limited, so I will race through this. And you will go to the houses in Jannah. A hadith of the Prophet, the Rasul says, I just want to give little snippets. The Rasul says, دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةِ. I entered Jannah. And what an honor that your Prophet has seen it. He says, دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةِ. I entered Jannah. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِقَصْرٍ مِّن ذَهَبٍ. In front of me came a palace of pure gold. Can you imagine? Dazzling gold, walls of gold, pillars of gold, paving gold, bedding gold, you know. So the Prophet is dazzled by it. So he goes, Liman hadha? Whose palace is this? So in one of the ahadith, they say, Lirajulim min al Arab, to a man of the Arabs. The other one is Lifatam min Quraysh. But to one of the men of the Arabs. So the Rasul says, I am from the Arabs. Who? So they said, a man from the Quraysh. So the Rasul says, I am from the Quraysh. So they said, someone from the Ummah of Muhammad. He said, I am Muhammad. Who is it? So they said, Umar ibn al-Khattab. This is the palace of Umar. In another hadith, it says, لِمَنْ هَذَا? It says, لَفَتَمْ مِنْ قُرَيْشِ. It belongs to one of the youngsters of the Quraysh. So the Rasul says, فَظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي أَنَا هُ. I thought I am it. You know, talking about the sons of the Quraysh, I am the prince of Quraysh. So obviously it is mine. So who says, لِمَنْ مَنْ هُوَ? Who is it? It says, عُمَرْ ibn al-Khattab. So the Rasul says, I wanted to enter it. فَتَذَكَّرْتُ غَيْرَتَكْ. I remembered your sense of honor with regards to your family and your women. So I stayed out, Ya Umar. Umar is sitting. فَبَكَى Umar. He started to cry. He says, أَوَمِنْكَ أَغَارُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. O Rasul of Allah, will I have ghira with regards to my women when it's concerning you? Our mother, Khadija Kubra, radiallahu anha, she's coming one day carrying food for the Rasul. Jibreel comes from above the seventh heavens, telling him, O Prophet of Allah, Khadija is about to enter. She's carrying food for you. And look at the honor and the status of this lady. Allah Rabbul Izzah has sent Jibreel from above the seven heavens to do what? Go to Muhammad, tell him that Allah has sent salam, his person, to Khadija Kubra. Aqra' has salam, tell her Allah says salam, ya Khadija. So Jibreel comes. You know, ya Muhammad, aqra' has salam, tell her salam, mir rabbiha, from her Lord. And then Jibreel says, wa minni, and tell her salam from me too. And then, وَبَشِّرْهَا بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَبٍ, and give her the glad tidings of a house in Jannah made from a single pearl. وَالْقَصَبُ فِي اللُّغَةِ يعني اللُّؤْلُؤًا مُجَوَّفًا, an unadulterated pearl, perfect. One, can you imagine, like a little pearl is a lot of money, a palace is made of pearl. So this is the abodes of Jannah. And you know, there's so much to talk about, but my time is excessively limited. So you enjoy the whole of Jannah. Imagine you will sit on necks of birds and point to that place, and that bird will fly like in Harry Potter's movie. It will go straight there to that side, and then you'll go maybe, you know, that side, it will fly to that side. This is, can you imagine the joy in Jannah? All of that is one thing. And then an amazing day comes. You're in Jannah, enjoying the beauty of Jannah. And Jannah is beautiful. Subhanallah, everything in Jannah is beautiful. You know, some of you will look at your life partners and think, you know, this is a bit ordinary, you know. In Jannah, Subhan al-Khaliq, that ordinary person, that man that you're sitting next, you know, who you're with, inshallah ta'ala, may Allah bless one and all. In Jannah, Allah Rabbul Izzah will give him the perfect age, 33 years young. You know, where he's got the strength of manhood and at the same time the wisdom of adulthood, 33 years. Size like our father Adam alayhi salam. Beauty competing with the beauty of Yusuf. You know, Yusuf alayhi salam, beauty so dazzling. Once he entered the room, women were sitting, they were cutting fruits. So they summoned him, like, enter into. So when he entered, you know, the door opens, Yusuf enters. The whole room turns to him like that, you know, and they're hypnotized, mesmerized, beglued to him, you know. So the Quran says, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. When they see him mesmerized by his beauty, they cut the apple finishes, they're cutting their hand, but they can't feel it because, oh, this is not a human being. Beauty, like the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. And for the sisters, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. We will make them up anew again with a beauty befitting the beauty of Jannah. Faja'alnahunna abkara. We will make them untouched. Uruban atraba. Linguistically sweet and elegant. You know, right now you're hoping for a sweet word from one another, like khalas, say one nice thing, you know. And it's not there. They will become masters of language, where, you know, he talks or she talks and your heart skips a beat. And one of the scholars of hadith say, when you enter your house, your spouse, your righteous wife from this dunya, or the one that Allah will give you in the akhirah, will be there before you. And the first time you see her, you know, once, says, for 40 years you'll be stuck like that, like, oi, yo, you know. Beauty out of this world. But that is all one thing. Then a day will come. You're in Jannah, enjoying its wonders. And the caller will call, Nada al-Munadi. The caller will call, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O inhabitants of Jannah. Inna Rabbakum tabaraka wa ta'ala yastazirukum fahayyi ala ziyaratih. Your Lord wishes an audience with you. So rush to the meeting of your Lord. So they come. mounts are prepared for them, Royal Royces of the Akhirah. They will get on top of it and ride to the meeting of their Lord. And then they reach a vast opening valley. أمر رب تبارك وتعالى بكرسيه فنصب هناك. The throne and the kursi of Allah رب العزة is placed there. And then their stations are placed. Their places and stations of honor. Some will sit منابر من نور. Some will sit on stations, on stages of light. Not glass under which there is light. Light will hold you. They will recline on light. Others on pearls. Others on jewelry. Others on gold and silver. The lowest level of, on that day are those sitting on cushions of misk. Misk, for your reference, I was overseas. I'm not telling you where, but I was overseas. 10 milligrams, $3,000. That's that much. So they will sit on cushions of misk. And once they have sat and they found comfort, the caller calls, Ya Ahl al Jannah, O people of Jannah, Inna lakum inda Allahi maw'id, yuridu an yunjizakumu. There's a promise of Allah left with you. He wishes to honor the promise. So they look at each other and they say, Ma huwa? What promise is this? ألم يبيض وجوهنا ويثقل موازيننا ويدخلنا الجنة ويزحزحنا عن النار. Didn't he make our faces glow bright? Didn't he make us traverse over Jahannam and entered us into Jannah? Didn't he make our right deeds supersede our wrong deeds? What is left? بينما هم كذلك. As they are in this discussion, a light comes from above them. The whole of Jannah is covered by it. They raise their heads and the Lord Allah Jalla Subhanah is in presence above them. So they look up, Subhan al-Khaliq. Can you imagine the honor? Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, Salamun alaykum. Peace be unto you, O dwellers of Jannah. So they say, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhul jalali wal ikram. O Allah, your peace. From you comes peace. Blessed art thou. How high and exalted are you. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, and look at the honor. Aina ibadi alladhina ata'uni bil ghaibi wa lam yarawni. Where are my servants who used to worship and obey me, having never seen me? They never saw me. Someone told them, believe. They said, we believe in our Lord. Where are those who believed and obeyed, having never seen me? So they say, أن قد رضينا فرض عنا. Oh Lord, we are pleased. Be pleased with us. So Allah رب العزة says, إني لو لم أرض عنكم لم أسكنكم جنتي. If I wasn't pleased with you, I wouldn't have put you in my Jannah. So ask for something else. Today is the day of excess. So all of Jannah join on this and they say, Oh Rab, show your face. We want to look at you. So Allah رب العزة orders for the hijab to be removed. وحجابه النور. And the hijab of Allah is light. And you will see your Lord like you see the sun at its noon or the moon at its full. And if you want faqra, wujuhun yawma'idhin nadhira ila rabbiha nadhira. There will be faces looking at their Lord, looking so much so that Allah Rabbul Izzah will talk to some individually and say, do you remember on this day and on this day you did this and you did this? And the Muslim will say, alam taghfir li ya Rab. Oh Lord, won't you forgive me? Allah Rabbul Izzah says, bal bimaghfirati بلغت منزلتك هذا. It is my forgiveness that has brought you here. May Allah Rabbul Izza, Muslims, make us of those who will lay eyes on the blessed face of Allah Rabbul Izza on the day of judgment. May Allah honor you and protect you and guide you and guard you for your patience. I thank you. فقلت ما قلت إن تكو حسنة فمن الله وإن تكو سيئة فمن نفسي وشيطان.
يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا نبي الله محمد.